Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're holding today on that Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Mamish, first word on the page. Sabbat Shash, Baruch Hashem, has been practicing, is with us for a busy day, not yet. Control yourself, I know it's difficult. Little bit of time. Tan Rabba, V'chulan shechazru behem ein mekablim otam olamit. Give me a really name. Here there's there's a fundamental machloikis mishenim. What does chazru behem mean? Chazru behem, after having dropped doing something right? Because let's say we originally had people that were makabel divrei chaverus, or gerus as we had yesterday, or kerenus makabel yadvei as we had yesterday. Rashi sees this in terms of a chazora after kabbalah of those first cases. He brings the brisa. In other words, we had the brisa of ger that was makabel chutz midover echad, chavru was makabel chutz midover, tzayin was makabel, levi was makabel. All these cases chutz midover echad. Then in cases where they were makabel and had failed, the kula shechazben if they do teshuva, that's one approach. And this is the approach that Rashi takes in Avodah Zarah, that chazben means to be chazben b'teshuva. After not doing something right. As a matter of fact, over there he learns what's going on. Chamsoni. The Chazoban, Tosis doesn't like at all, because we'll see why. Because Tosis learns the Kratakulim Shechazoban means Adarabba, that they had been Makabal and were Chazer from what they had been Makabal. In other words, they went off. A Ger was Makabal Mitzvahs, and then he went off and stopped doing this. Chavra was makabel dinei chaveris, and he went off and he stopped keeping dinei chaveris. So Rabbi Meir says you can't be makabel him again, because he's after already being makabel going back, his kabbalah doesn't mean anything. This is fascinating. It's very, very negeh b'zman hazeh. We have exactly these type of issues come up all the time. In chinuch comes up all the time, which is elements like drugs and that. It's a chazur ban. we don't believe your commitments anymore. I mean, people make commitments, they don't keep their commitment, and they seem to be very honest in the commitments. But it's a shayla. So Rabbi Meir holds. One of the problems that Tosfos has with Rashi is that Rashi is learning that it's not a din in Chazara, but rather in doing tshuva after Choma, which is the way he learned in Avodah Zarah. Well, what's the chat? I mean, what would Rabbi Meir be saying? Rabbi Yehuda says Chazru b'matz money is in the Kabbalah. So again, according to Rashi, it's very difficult. First, Tosfos is beautiful. So the pshat is chazur b'matzmonius. If these people who pretended to be chaverim, the matzmonius were not acting as chaverim. They tried to fool us. Publicly, they dressed like chaverim and they acted like chaverim. They talked very frum, but they in their house they were mocking on tumah v'taharah, on taking drops from mishamaisa from Dunai. So then in the kabbalah they say you can't be makabel them, because then that means they're phonies. Mashenkim b'farhesya, if they had openly dropped the divrei chaverim, they were trying to fool anybody. They thought they'd be chaverim, and they still didn't go. So fine, so they stopped being chaverim. Now they come back and they say we'd like to try again. So fine, so then mekablim otam. But if you know that you can't trust them, so how can you mekabel them? They're going to come. But because we happen to find out somebody walked into your house when he found something not mitered in the house, and therefore we should not be makabel, we don't trust you anymore. But if they didn't attempt to hide what they were doing, so then we would be makabel. This is how Tosfos learns, and the Mela works out very nicely. The way Rashi learns is Tosfos Tainas. I mean, it doesn't have much money. It's okay. They're not willing to openly admit that they're tzaddikim. It's a little bit strange. What is that the derech? The derech of Rishon? Is that that's the way that a person acts? Is that it's a Yerushalayim b'sefer? But he's not a Yerushalayim. And it's very funny that he should be willing to but he's so tanua that he's willing to be the matzvanias, but he doesn't want anybody to know that he's Yerusha Shemayim. It's a very strange equation type of stasis. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, and Korach Aimrim. We're not up to there yet. That if they did their things, meaning according to Tosafos means, if we knew lechatchila before they went bad that they were noyeg their divrei chaveiros or their galus and so on, even b'teisa when nobody is looking. So then we come and accept them if they now say, listen, we went off and then now we're doing it again. But if we never knew them really to be keeping the Rechaber, we just knew that the Farhesi, they acted the Chaberis or the Kuhuna or whatever these other dinim are. So then again, we have to suspect that these guys have been going at that again. I mean, everything is being done publicly and in private. They don't keep the mitzvahs that they said they were going to keep. Okay, according to Rashi, again, the pshat is a little problematic. Also, dvarim b'matzvanios, this negea where they were willing to be b'chal shem shemayim. These are people who were b'chal shem shemayim and they did it to Fahetia. So then we won't be makabal. But if at least they're matzvah, they don't do it to Fahetia, then we are makabal. But it throws in like a completely new issue into the equation. Fine, but those are the two basic approaches. Bashenkin, Reb Shimon, Reb Yisroel, and Korcho Imrim, Benkach, Benkach, Mekavah, Meisam, Meshuk, Shinem, Hashuvu, Bonim, Shevadim. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, we're supposed to be Noyeg, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noyeg. It says, Shuvu, Bonim, Shevadim. Even if you're Shobab, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts you. So we too will accept somebody if he comes back and he says that he's going to act properly. So we accept. That's how we pass. And we don't say ever that because you did something, they will never be Makami you back. Son Rabban, Burishona, Hayomrim, Chaver, Venase, Gabai, Dochinoto, Mechaveruto. If someone was a Chaver and he becomes now a Gabai means not a Gabai in the Ramban, a Gabai means that he became a Gabai for the Melech to collect taxes, which is a very corrupt kind of thing, because again, they take kickbacks. So that was the common people would pay money and they would get the gabaut, and then they became very corrupt. Same idea. In most cases, Badafi's in charge of a passway, bridge, or a road. You hear it's done on an income tax, or on a poll tax. So Dokinoto Michaveroto, we don't accept anymore that he's a father. Pirech, and even if he dropped his job as a gabbai, we're not going to be Kabbal and back. Chazulomar, Pirech Ariel Kapaladam. If he drops his job, so then okay, we treat him like everybody else. Right. Well, we'll see what's coming up. Ravuna Barkia, Yitzukale Shaita. Yitzchakalei Shaita usually means, and in fact it's brought by historians, Yitzchakalei Shaita is the pshat, that they wanted to be Mamanehim Rosh Hashiva. So Yitzchakalei Shaita means we always view positions in Olam Hazeh Shaita. You know, it's a Amat Shaar, this is his hour. Yeah, this is your hour to shine. Yitzchakalei Shaita was his hour to get this position. So Rashi learns in Shaita it was his hour in which people needed his particular mumchius in the halacha. So they needed, they were going to send to him and learn by him and so on. In any event, so they sent a whole delegation, and this is the first shot bases itself on the idea of a delegation. That Eile Gabi Rab and Rabbi Yosef Arba Mea Zugit Rabbonim, but send Arba Mea Zugit Rabbonim, must be that it was a very significant thing. And they were going to go and ask him, like we know very often in Europe, they used to make big delegations to try to get a rov from one shtar to come to another shtar. you know, like they show the tourists what the country's like. Boy, after they get there, you know, there goes the delegation. But they show him COVID in order to get him to sign the contract, then it's all over. In any event, so he hears, my gosh, Shamadasa. He sets up a hall, rents a hall, puts out for these 400 beautiful leather chairs and so on, and they should all be able to, you know, they're like love seats, you know, they should all be able to sit down. On the way they hear that he had accepted a position that he was going to be the Akroi for the tax. I mean, he obviously did it in order to prevent someone corrupt from getting into positions, that he would be the one that would be only between the people and the melech. But they sent him a message, Shokule Zil Chashivus, saying, goodbye, Chashivus. You want to go to what you think is Chashiv? Go to what you think is Chashiv. You want to be a Gabbai? That's a very nice position to have. But forget about you. Go to your Chashivus, in other words. He's a lovesick. One love seat for each chavrusa. Zugei's a chavrusa. That's right. And that's 400 love seats or 800 seats. So they said, you go to your own chashivas, but bye-bye Rav Shiva chashivas. Zilakadmusei, and go back to the way you were. We're not going to make you anybody after this. Shokhuzi sends the message, hi Rabbi, okay, I'm dropping my position of a gabbai. So Rabbi Yosef held, it was too late. Lord, no, he didn't go. Rabbi went anyways. Rabbi Yosef, Omar, Rabbi Yosef, wait a minute, how can you accept him that? Tanina does it, says for Perish, that if he was Perish, in Makabalim itself, if he dropped the job, we're not Makabalim again. What do you mean? But then, well, you only read the first part, not the second part. This chazulayma, that is to call Adam. And the part of Yosef held, shot to call Adam, that is to call Adam, but not that he can be someone partial. You want to make him a rub? Turn it up on. Call Adam for us. Adam ro'er kutz mishalatzmo. So here, we finally get to the conclusion of the union of the Ne'amonus and the Dayan and the Negei HaBedaver and so on, that has been such an important part of the parent. When it comes to Bechor, a person can be Raya Bechor, even if it's a relative and so on, but he can't be Raya his own Bechor. We don't trust him to pass him Agabi his own Bechor. V'ro'ez Kedoshav Vet Ma'atzulchav, but however, he is Ne'amon to check a mum on his Russian or on his mice, and we'll see why. When he shalas arutah, he can ask shaylas, he doesn't have to ask somebody else, whether this is tamei or tahor. You shayl himself, look at the din of his tyrus, even if it's a lot of money. So let's go through it. Omar ma, kala b'choreisa namreya chutz mishalatzmei, the mayaskina. When we say that he can see a mum, but not for himself. So what we're talking about is an individual. So how is he neman b'chlal? Chad mi me'eman? How is one person neman even on somebody else? A heter b'cheres, we'll see later on, is that you need davka three people. Even if it's mamish amum shabagoya, even if it's missing a limb, we'll see later on in the Mishnah that it's pashat the rabbanan made a takana, that you need to have a bezda. So how could one person be raya samu? Oh, we're going to answer that. Ela betzlatza. So what are you saying? You're talking to three people. I thought the din is that when you're a member of a bezdin, and the fact that you people would say you have an egiyus, that doesn't matter, because atzvan miyana or shechal tza bifanav yisaena mipnei shehu beitin. It says that in a case where a woman was mima'ene, she just halitza in front of a bezin, he was a member of the bezin, now he wants to marry this woman. There's no kashash, because nobody's going to think that as a member of bezin, they did something wrong in order to be matir and isha and ribala, the one of the dayanim should be able to take this isha. If he were alone in a din, then you could be kosher. But if you're kosher, you're going to get three dayanim together to be matir and eshetish. To have one of them is ridiculous. So nobody has such a chashash. So no matter what, if he's a yachid, he can't be matir b'chor even for someone who's not himself. And if he's a rabin, then there's no matir of chashad even for himself. So what's the din? And as our president has already said, le'yalom b'chad, u'chidi amr of kistam rabbi yochanan b'yachid mumcha. Same way that we had a din by the Gafi Nadarim, we had this halacha that a yachid mumcha works the yachidus. Or finally, the yachid mumcha, we saw before that there's a din of raya as hamun de b'chor for somebody who is a mumcha of b'chores. That's what it's referring to. Even though he is a mumcha, and he could be raya the yachidus to somebody else, but not b'chor atzmei. Raya kedeshim. So why do we believe in? Let's say as a carbon oilah. We believe in him that there was a mum on the carbon. Why? Because he by mitzvah. Kachim, you can always go, it's a netter. The din of chalos kedusha is the same, has the same basis as nidorim. In other words, since you can create yisurim, create this nidorim hekesh, you create yisurim, the same, I raise the oilah. The same way you could be Sherlon and Nether, you could be Sherlon Egger, you could be Sherlon Truma. So therefore it means that you can don't have an agias. If it's Achidekach, something about this animal that you want to be Matya and you didn't want us to be Kedah, no, you're not going to lie and say this is a Mum and you were Kedah. You can be Sherlon. So there's an option. In the middle, we're not placing you to do something that is phony. And as far as Masrotav, why do we accept his behemoth Meiser? Why do we accept over there? Because he bari shadi ben mumim v'kuli yidrei. What's the problem? The guy has a feeling he doesn't want to bring his carbon to Beis HaMikdash. So then before he made it Meiser, he could it's the heter gomer. He could have made all his behemoth technical bali mumim, the little things that don't even matter to the behemoth. And then when he takes his maaser will be a balmum automatically. I mean, if this person was important that his maaser wouldn't be brought to Beis HaMikdash, he would have taken care of it. What do we have to say? Then now, after he finds it's Kedush, and now he's refreshed him, he could have done it beheaded. The Nishal al Taharotav. Furthermore, we don't say that there's any chashad that is going to be matayar, something tamed, in order to be able to use it. Because, look, what's the worst that's going to happen? Of course, he might be making a matana. Listen, everybody has times at which he's tamei. So he'll eat it during the time in which he's tamei. I mean, so it's not going to go to waste. So, hey, look, there's no basis to call for a chashad in these cases. Now, the Torah, these are very unique cases. Because, as Tosis points out, whoever heard, I mean, even, let's say you're talking about my soisa, if it came to Truma's Doda, so there's a chashad over there where it's not really be made Truma's. It's tummy food. What's he going to do with tummy food? I mean, oil, they'll burn it. So then he's not believed. Since when is he not believed? And if somebody tells you something is kosher, then he's not believed. Since when is he not believed? That's it. A guy invites you to his house, he's not believed. Because he wants to feed you food, so therefore it's a. We should say he's lying about the food. What's miyuchad about these cases? So just leave this issue hanging. Clearly this parrot has introduced concepts in which we don't apply the normal din that stam we accept eid echad b'isurim and so on. These are issues in which you have a tremendous amount of judgment that's involved. And because of this, we apparently are very machben on it, that we shouldn't accept it where you have some type of nikias in it at all. It's very interesting. There's a whole shtickle by the Chazon Ish. People think that shochad is a mishpat. Anytime that shochad is a chok. Mishpat. He says shochad is a chok. Okay, I'll tell you. Because if the chat was that there would be a mishpat, then how in the world would we accept Dayanim that are close friends with the Nidan. Every guy has the idea that he has to pass himself from the din because he's, you know, he's a good friend. Or conflicts of interest, what they call. We don't like it either. It's tremendously marked on ideas of Hashaycha. But we have no hakpada on so-called conflicts of interest. But if a guy would take one penny to be Danis Adin, oh my God, we would view him as mamish, the biggest rush in the world, and he's Makalik, Masalik, and Shrina, and he's Pussel for Dayanis, and so on and so forth. That's not Mishpat. That's hope. So the Kalal, generally speaking, the idea of having a Nibyut in a Psak, we don't view that as a Pagam. This idea about the Bezdin, about Miun and Chalitz and so on, that's because of the fact that people will talk about it, not that we have a real Fashad either. So how do we come into these issues? This we should see. We're going to wait and see the special takonas that we made the Gabi Bechor so that we can get a sense of why is the din of mum particularly so important that we're going to look at it as being something that nobody's trusted. Hadron alok. What?
In the Mi'un?
In the Mi'un. Yeah.
Is it not qualitatively different because personally
beneficial to him, as opposed to simply helping a friend, you know, below low? Yeah, but see, even there it's only because people would say, not because we don't believe. Some people will say that he was martyred for something to your mother, not that we don't believe him, so. Hadron alok kama Yisrael sayavim Mugdashim. Now I think the years that we should take is as follows. Hana'atam Hegdash. We shall leave out the Hana'atam Hegdash at the end of the Mishnah. Because all throughout the Sugya, the Gemara uses it this way, the Rambam has that years and so on. Kol Tzulei Mugdashim Hana'atam Hegdash. Normal. Tzulei Mugdashim. You have an Eila, you have a Shlomi. When you pray to that animal, who gets the money? Hegdish gets the money. Therefore, the more this animal is worth in its pidyon, the better off Hegdish will be. And therefore, nimkarim beitliz, v'nishpatim beitliz, v'nishkalim belitra. Therefore, the meat of such an animal is sold in a normal butcher shop at the normal marketplace. And you do the shkita in the butcher shop. That will see this shkita is confusing. And you weigh it on the scale like everything else. But not a bechor ha'maaser. Why? Because a bechor ha'maaser, if you pay that bechor ha'maaser, who gets the money? The owner. Hanayatan l'baali. Therefore, we will not be noyeg with it in a way that treats it like any other meat. After all, this has elements of kedusha in it. Even after pidyon, right? Because after your peda b'chor, or your peda amaisa, it's still a mitzvah of giza and aveda, it still has dinim of tzulei amugdashim. So it has elements of kedusha. Therefore, we treat it with respect. And memela, you saw, by the way, even legabi the achila of kochim and the achila of the matanais, that it should be, Zerah Lachayim Bekeva, that it should be eaten with derech gedula. Even in order to avoid a mistake about that thing, we said we didn't want to discuss the halacha of tevas hanor because people might be mizalza in it. Kol shekein, when it comes to how we treat the actual sale, I'm not going to put a piece of bechor on a scale like it's a common piece of meat. Therefore, it has to be treated with respect. I will say so then. I mean, so people are going to pay less for it then. So what, I mean. Well, it's approximately cop for cop. What do you mean? I can't buy in the store. I'm going to have to come to your house. That's why. Okay, fine. So people will pay less. So what? So you'll lose a little bit of money. You're not hackers. We don't care about your money. We're more concerned for the zilzil of the kedusha that's in it. And therefore, in those cases, they're not chutzpah b'chor ma'aser. They're not nishkol in b'litra. They're not nishkol in b'litra. Now the next word, we should take out that. V'shoklim mona k'neged mona b'v'chon. Now, even though l'maisa you cannot weigh it on a scale, let's say you have a piece of meat that you already know the weight of, piece of meat of chulin. So then you can say, okay, you know, I'm going to give you as much b'chor as this piece of meat. That's already not, I'm weighing it. I'm exchanging one portion for another. So I can arrive at the correct weight. Says the Gemara.
Do we know what kind of tzulam doshim is
this? Any tzulam doshim. Kol tzulam doshim anan lehegdesh. What do you mean? What else could it be?
I mean,
Tishon Zon is not called tzulam doshim. Tzulam doshim, but the definition means now it's supposed to become supposed to be there. A moon before what? Now we're going to ask, what's this discussing the leaf? We're about to discuss this at this moment. When you say Anatam Lahegdash, what are you referring to? Amos, when is Anatam Lahegdash? Well, now? I'm selling it in this store. Hegdash is going to make more money because I sell it in the store? Well, what do you mean? The name of Akar Pidyayna? Well, I mean, if I'm selling it, obviously it was already after Pidyayna. So why Hanatam Lahegdash at this point? Hanatam Lahegdash? Any money I offer, I make off of it, I keep for myself. So why are you saying it goes to Hegdash? Ella, what are you referring to? Let's say Pidyayna. Well, half page. So Ella, what you're talking about? Before the Pidyayna knows Lahegdash. So then, in the next case, it says Nishchatim. What do you mean Nishchatim? So how can you shecht it this well? Before the pigeon, oh boy, how much of our rocker? You won't be able to be paid it afterwards. In other words, nishchatim. We know that you can't be paid a psule on mizbeach unless you do a mud of our rocker. Unless, I mean, you could have yichel amad yomar. Kotche mizbeach lo hayu v'chlal a mud of our rocker. I mean, there is such a sheet that we had before. It's certainly not the way we usually look at it. But okay, according to him, you could say that even the case of nishchatim is referring to before Pidyon, because this discussion is there, it doesn't need Amar of Aracha. But, I mean, if you hold the mind, Yomar, how you befall Amar of Aracha, Ma'ikil Ameimah? So what's the Mishnah talking about? It's a contradiction. It first starts talking about before the Pidyon, then it says, Nishrotim, and then I won't be able to do anything with it. Elulayelam Ra'akar Pidyon. Of course, it's talking about Ra'akar Pidyon. I'm selling it now. I did Amar of Aracha. I paid the money. I took it now to my butcher shop, and I'm selling it. When it says Hanatam Lahegdash, of course it doesn't mean that the sales of my cash register go to Hegdash. It means it's going back now to Adamei Kara. Let me just think like this. If I'll be matter you to sell it in your butcher shop, so then you'll be willing to pay more money to get it. That's the point. So the Gizbert selling behemoths. You've got 100 behemoths probably moving for sale today. I'm a butcher, I come in. If you're not going to let me put it on the scale and sell it in my butcher shop, I'm going to say, I'll offer you 50 cents for the dollar. I mean, why in the world would I pay full price for something I'm not going to be able to sell full price in my store? So the mail-in, since the original Anas Lagish me Kara, so even the Shoyalo Man Koram the Igles, well, if I'm telling you that you're allowed to sell it in your store, I mean, Nishkatim Igles, you can deal with the whole thing in your store, no extra trouble, Nishkalim the Litra, talk me, so I'll add money. And when I come to be paid it, so if you pardon me, Carl, I'll add money because I'm willing now to pay more money in order to be paid it. But obviously the Mishnah is discussing what I do with it after such a pidyon. All it's saying is that the reason I'm being marching to do what I'm doing is because of the original pidyon is going to be on Nathan Lehagdus. You have to take a look at the use of a thing down the line in order to establish its market value. But they fixed the price according to what its market value is. If they're going to arbitrarily fix the price, then they're not going to get any buyers. Correct? Yeah, we were going to an assessor. Assessor's going to say, what can you expect to get out of this? Over there, now wait a second. I understand that you're allowed to sell a b'chor, not in the marketplace because of it. Fine, okay, but I understand that it's mutter to sell a b'chor in your home, Because, I mean, Bishop of Bechor, Dafkin or market you can't sell. Bitu is Udo Mizdabin. Haba Beite Mizdabin. In your house, it's Mutter Midi Rice to sell, but Meiser, I thought Meiser's also to sell as well. I thought that the act of selling is also. Yeah, I understand. That's a fresh apostate. I mean, as the Brisa points out, before Nema lo tifadeh. The Torah says, Ach before Shor, before Ace, lo tifadeh. So lo tifadeh, I understand, means you can't be paid it to take away its Kedusha. But you can sell it. But it's Nimka. So the Nimka kind, you could sell it now when it's alive to somebody else. So this is a Kohen. You cannot sell it. And but that person he sells it to is going to have to eat it the Kedusha or treat the meat properly. Okay. But by Meiser says Lo Yigael. And Lo Yigael, we're going to see later on, we're going to darshan, Lo Yigael means you can't do anything with it. This is set together with Tzmura. It's important to know that because we're going to use this later on. So it says, Vayahu Tzmurasi Yekedesh, Lo Yigael. Now there, it's Eino Nimka, over there you can't sell it at all. Lo Chai, Velo Shachut, Lo Tam, Velo Balmum. I understand that, but the Mishnah is ignoring the Pashik. Well, what's happening over here? The Mishnah says that Bechor and a Meiser should have left out a Meiser. It says, Bechor and a Meiser, you can't sell in your butcher shop. Okay, but I can sell it in my house. I understand. The Torah says I can't sell it. The truth is that on Milta, this was a problem that was Kasha Leilu'idi. He had a lot of trouble with this, and he fell asleep with this on his mind, and he was going nuts. And he woke up in the morning with the solution. And then there's Shania B'Tadmusa B'Brisa. He figured out the answer from a Brisa, as we'll see later on, what that Brisa was. And he explained, based on that Brisa, that the Mishnah is referring to Meiser Behema that belongs to a Yosem. And since it belongs to a Yosem, they were matir to sell it in the house because of Hashavas Aveda. Now, obviously, the Brisa, which we'll see later on, that he realized in the morning, must have proven to him that the Isser of Lo Yigael, in this case, is only Drabbanan. We'll see how that's possible. And since it's only Drabbanan, the Rabbanan were matir, Bebokam, and Yosef, and Hefsin. They were matzah. So here there's a poor child. This is his behema that he has. So what is he going to do? Is he going to sell it to what? He's going to eat 10 cents worth of meat. And the rest of it is going to rot. He won't be able to make any money off of it. So we were matzah him to sell a bitina out of his house. But people will buy it now from him. That's how Sashabas Abed. Ravidi was a sarsid ripshatious. Now ripshatious is shamish. Ravidi heard him say this over in the morning, and he woke up. He was in the house and he heard him say it. So he goes and runs into the base of Medrash because everybody knew, we got such a problem, and nobody slept that night. Understand? So he runs into the base of Medrash and he tells them the solution. And he didn't say it in the name of Rav Sheshes. The Shomer Rav Sheshes equally. Rav Sheshes heard, and as we've seen in other Gemaras, is very upset. Omar, he said, "Man the Okitz, the guy who stung me, Liakse Akrava, a scorpion should sting him." Scorpion meaning he put him into the needle. Needle is like the sting of an akra. Yeah, okay, that's the story with Rabbi Yochanan. Well, but this was something so dramatic it had to be presented on it. It's a strange problem. I don't know clearly the answer. Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to talk about it. Reb Sheshes, my Nachlai Nina. What's the big deal over here? What's he? I mean, what does he care? Who it is that the perish with his name, not the perish with his name. The Omer of Yudam Rab, my Kesiva Gura Bo Alecha Olami. What is David HaMelech to you? what he's talking about. He's imagining that he's immortal. I should live in your Eil forever. What's that? He's going to live in Eil HaMazeh forever also. El Amar David. What David was saying was, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ye Amru Dvar Shmo Bipi B'Eil HaMazeh. I should continue to have a mark on B'Eil HaMazeh in that people should quote me. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol Talmid Chacham Sh'omim Dvar Shmo Bipi B'Eil HaMazeh, Sivtotav Dovavot Bekever. If he's quoted in Eil HaMazeh, so it's as if his lips move in the grave. In other words, his shayach is even in Eil HaMazeh, is still coming. His lips is still coming from Eil HaMazeh. The Omer of Yitzchak Bar Zeiri, my crow, where do we see this? Barum is in a potik. It says, V'chiseh kiyen atov, holeich l'dodi l'meisharim, dovev sivsei yishenim. So what's the connection of it? V'chiseh kiyen atov. It's as if you're making wine. What you do is you take a komer shel anavim. You take the grapes. That in order to make good wine, you don't stop and take grapes and squeeze the grapes. First thing you do is you put the grapes in the container until they soften. And then they become very, very mebushal. And then you use them to get all of the liquid out of the rich liquid. That becomes so soft, if you touch it, it already starts dripping.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. So ma komer shel anavim, kivan da'adam nogea bo dovev. So that he touches on it, it starts to wiggle. Av tamid chachamim kivan she'odom oimer dover varshuva mipiv dovevot sivtotav v'kever. That's the pshat dovev sivtei yishenim. It's the sensitivity of the neshama to the divrei Torah that that person created is the richness of a kamer shel anavim. So what was this price? I mean, you've already gotten our curiosity up over here. Very dramatic story. What was the brisa that he woke up with in the morning and realized the answer? My brisa, the time. Ma'aser behema shal yitomim mochrim oto, u'ma'aser behema sheshakto mavliyoga ora. It's a very strange brisa that doesn't seem to make any sense. But it's constructed as if we have two different cases. You have the ma'aser behema of a yatsim, you're allowed to sell it. First of all, I mean, that doesn't mean, what do you mean you're allowed to sell it? The Torah says the Torah is not allowed to sell it. What does that mean? Furthermore, u'maizer behema sheshakta, I shechted maizer behema, mavlio ba'oro, so now I mix it into its skin, or into its chelev, or its gidim, its karnaim. My karma, what's this all about? So I'm Abaye Hafi Kama. Abaye says we should read this as one case. We say like this, Ma'aser behema shel yesemim, where we have a concern for the money of the poor yasim, so it's mutter to sell it in a way that you're not actually selling the meat of the behema. Mochon oso ba'avlo. So what you do is you absorb the cost of the meat in the value of things that are not usher to sell it, so the or, where the same way we... So there's no iser on the or on the karnayim. Okay, so on those things you make pretend, you say, listen, the meat I'm not allowed to sell, I mean the meat I'll give you as a gift, but the skin is very valuable. You should pay me $200 for the skin. Okay, so we understand that Lamaisa, that's absorbing the cost of the meat. But the sale is not officially on the meat.
Isn't that a strange way to word it though?
Yes. Rav, as usual, will attack Abaye with saying that that's not what it says. Okay, so in other words, you're saying the chlal the gadol the havla lo. So why are you not allowed to sell it even to a gadol b'havla? I thought that when you have an issur of selling something, we're matzer b'havla. Didn't this say, for instance, I mean, my shlemi other time, how about the Mishnah about a little of an issur of shmitah? So it's over there. Okay, lulav mechavero b'shvias. You're giving the etzrik. You can't sell the etzrik because the etzrik goes according to the time of Lakita. So therefore, you can't sell it to him. So we said, yeah, what if I don't want to give away an etzrik as a gift? I mean, how about where the etzrik is worth 500 shekel? So, what do you do? Yomer gunim rabli alo to meyesek belulav. Over there is you charge him more for the lulav, and that way he's not paying for the esek. So why is that okay and this is not okay? I said, over here it's okay only because of a Shabbos Aveda for a Yosem. Sark anybody. If I'm going to do it by law already, the way a buyer's learning, it's all one case. So I'm going to do it by law. So let me do it for by law for anybody. Why only for a Yosem? Yomer gunim gunik, so answers a buyer, Asam lo mut chamilsa chamut chamilsa. The absurdity of charging $200 for a piece of skin to cover the cost of the bosser is obvious, and therefore we're only makir a formal havlah where everybody knows what's really going on. So that we're makir for Shabbos Aveda for Yosef. Okay, and I mean people charge insane prices for the lovim also nowadays. So that's a super duper kosher extra chazanish, but that's lulav. So I'm charging you 700 shekel for a lulav. Okay, Mela. I mean, anything goes when it comes to charging for a lulav. Exactly. So there's always an excuse as to why the lulav should be worth so much money. That's right. There you go. They throw it all in. Okay, but here in the case of the Meister, it's obvious that it's Pavlov. Mukha Nilsson, nobody pays so much money for the skin and for the kanai. So of course Rav attacked the buyer with the obvious question. So then why does it say Meister Behema twice? But it says Meister Behema twice is two different cases. We're saying Meister Behema, that is for a Yosem, and Meister Behema, it's all one case. So Meister Behema trades in the Elamalu. Why then did it mention the word Meister Behema twice? Elam Rav Achikoma. Shot in the bright is like this. Meister Behema shall you say name the Chlau Meifanus HaKadarka. There's no Easter of Mechira. What's the Pshat? I have to be right, so that's what we're going to have to explain. Mashenke, Maestro Ema the Gano. Well, over there you did the Shkita, you could be Mavliya, the money of the Basar and the Or and the Pelop of the Gita Bekar. I disagree entirely. And I'll tell you how I know that it's Mutter, the Ikra Adin, to sell Maestro, not like you think. On my Rabbi, Mina Amin Allah. Why does it say to put together the din of the Isser Mechira of Meiser with the din of Tumura? Well, one has nothing to do with the other. Stami, when it's not a din of Tumura Meiser, it's only din of Tumura Meiser. To throw in Ayahu Tumura, why would Tumura not be Kaddish? It's a carbon like any other carbon. What's going on over here? El of the Pshat is like this, that it's coming to tell me a Matairo said Tumura. Mechaim. When is it possible to make a tamura of an animal? When it's alive, you can't make tamura on the basa. You don't make tamura of a behemah under another behemah. So therefore, the Torah puts it together, lo yigael, evatai eno nigal mechayim. The halacha of not selling maaser is equivalent to the halacha of not making a tamura on maaser. It's an extension of that idea. No exchange, animal for an animal. No exchange, animal for money. But then that means that it follows the guidelines of Tmura. It's not a din that there's no pinion on myself. It's that. That's like saying every Tmura is essentially a pinion. So normally when I do, let's say I want to buy an animal using another animal. Can I do that? Of course I can. You say, I'm not paying you cash, I'm going to pay you another animal instead of this animal. Perfectly okay. I mean, this is my own home. I could say, you know what? I'm the kiddush on this animal, I'm being paid on this animal. But if I say I'm making this animal it's more instead of this animal, then it's awesome. Well, it makes no nafkamina, but it's a question of how you phrase it. So normally the Torah is machalek between an act of pidyon that's done as pidyon and an act of tamura that's done as a tamura. Here the Torah is telling them when it comes to Meiser, tamura and other pidyon is the same. So therefore, lo yimachar, you can't sell it. But it's the same din as tamura. Same way at tamura you don't do mechayim, so to the din of lo yigael is only mechayim. Since this subtlety is lost on people, the Rabbanan made a takana. Okay, people read the pasuk, they think it means that you can't do pidyon on Meiser. So they said, okay, it's us, it's opinion on Meiser. If you're going to allow this opinion on Meiser, they'll do opinion on Meiser Mechayim, thinking it's like any other animal. So we answered it. So therefore, the Rabbanan who's a Gazel Le'achar Shkita to Lifnei Shkita. It's only the Rabbanan who made this Gezerah. But the Gezerah Mid Rabbanan is only on a Dover HaNishom Mechayim Gazel Rabbanan Le'achar Shkita to Lifnei Shkita. But a Dover She'enon Nishom Mechayim Lo Gazel Rabbanan. Those things that are normally valuable, for which an animal would have been estimated. I'm doing Amar Baro. What do I estimate? The animal, I mean, 99.9% is the value of the buster that's going to be sold. The rest, I mean, I take a look at it, it's throwaway. So, therefore, it's on that the Rabbanu made a gezeira. But those things, non-buster things, the Rabbanu never made a gezeira at all. But Yasmik, Ukmura Rabbanu, Nadi Raisa, when it came to the Tzarek of Yesenim, that Yesenim shouldn't lose money, to make it easier for Yesenim, they said, look, the Raisa, you could sell a Meiser exactly the way you could sell any other card. Therefore, we will not make any Gezerah at all when it comes to Yesenim. That's the trap. Two different cases. So, Meiser Behema, Nimka, Yesenim. B'Gezerahim, it's not Nimka. Unless it's Bahavlah, because we don't make a Takana Bahavlah in Otz Mitzah.
And
since it's on Dvarim, Shainam Nishumim.
And both of these only have
to speak of. Both of these only have to speak of. Yeah, but when it means to speak of, it's a otherwise, you're not a good character, Korbonus. Talking about Bali Mumi.
So, after they became.
After they became Bali Mumi. Either after or before, it doesn't matter, because Meitzer is Chal anyway on a Bali Mumi. So doesn't matter.
Then what was in Kenny Bali Mumi? Yeah. So, what should he have done with him? He should
check it, eat what he can, and let the rest rot or give it away as a gift.
And there's no Kedusha on that. What's in Kenny Bali Mumi?
Of course it's Kedusha, but it's Kedusha of Tzulei HaMukdash. You're not allowed to use it for Giza Vabayda. But he's allowed to eat it. It's the equivalent of another carbon that you were paid. Remember, before a Meiser, which is how, even on a Bamun, the din is that you don't do Pidyon, but it's Nechal. Remember we had before. That's what's unique about these two cases. It's Nechal Labalim Bamuma. In the house, we're not allowed to sell in the eateries, right? But before I understand why you're allowed to sell in the house, why are you allowed to sell a miser in the house? Rav Sheshes is devastated by this. He goes to sleep and he says, in the morning I figured it out. What did I figure out? Not in the eateries. What did I figure out? I figured out that we're talking about a yos. How did I figure that out? Because I saw a brayta that says that you're allowed to sell a before. So I figured that the shot is that you're allowed to sell a before straight, the way that Rav explained it, without a havlah. Still not the itlis. But at least the shot is I can sell it. A guy who is a gadol. Is first of all able in general to get around. Remember that even Shuma Yisonim, all kinds of things, we allow older people to take losses and not Yisonim to take losses. Now, even if you would never have to take a loss, we wouldn't mind if he's a gadol. But normally a gadol is able to make do. I got lots of meat. Come, let's have a barbecue, and your turn, you'll make the barbecue. But it's not even a concern. We, you know, it's not. It's not like we have to figure out if he's got a way out. He doesn't have a way out.
Yes, God. He's not going to take taken advantage of so much. Yes, so it could be
There's no way to take advantage of it.
Everything else is supposed to do it like that too at less value, and you should give me a lower price.
I don't know if we were gracious that
people take advantage of
it. And you never see that that's the issue. If we can help them, we help them. But if I get them and we don't find, we have to be make in order to help them. So the klal is like this. While it's alive, it's admitted to your right to sell. A bechor is mutter to sell. Neither of them can you be paid on. After it dies, after it's nishkat, I mean. So now you have balsam. To machlokas, abaye v'rov. Everybody's made that the din of a yosem is different than the difference than the din of a grotto. Abaye holds the difference is that we're matir havlo for the yosem. Rava holds that we're matir mechira kedarkei for the yosem. Kedarkei meaning the base of them. There's still hanol of violin and so on. Who's that violin? That violin is the yosem in this case. Hashem came for a godo, we're matir only bahavlo. That's how Rava holds. Hashis is, Rabsheshis, was learning the Mishnah Stam, Shalom Ba'avlo, in which case he's being mimed it over here, B'shol Yisayimi. Does Reb Sheshes argue on all that? Says Tesis. Reb Sheshes was going, you feel like Rav, he says, because the Mishnah doesn't say anything about Havlo. So the Pashtus is, it's not referring to Havlo. And Mamela, he wanted to say the Tzadok Yisidol, I'll leave it to Rav, is this way. Hello? Yeah, hello. Well, I mean, we just finished up here. Okay, one second. Okay, Rabbi, sorry.